This is Richard from Lost Arts Radio here with Dr. Gabriel Cousins. And it's kind of a late start, but at least we have a few minutes to talk. And we've been looking a lot at the issues of consciousness and meditation, and we want to see how that applies in real world situations. So, welcome, Dr. Cousins, and thanks for coming.
Okay, I'm happy to be here. And we're going to start off by a little dancing. Oh, thank you. Good. And then we're going to kind of look at the question of meditation and how it affects our consciousness and the consciousness of the planet. But first we'll dance. Okay. Okay, very good. Let's just meditate for a minute here. And since we are talking about meditation today, I'll just talk a little bit about the technique. One of the techniques that's very common is to repeat a mantra until your mind's quiet. The mantra I received after 1995, after 25 years of another mantra, it was after a 21-day water fast, was this. Yod on in-breath, hey on out-breath. Wah on in-breath, hey on out-breath. Yod from the base up to the heart, hey out to the heart. Wah from the base to the third eye, hey out to the heart. And you just keep repeating it until your mind's quiet. Then you let go. Now, there are lots of mantras, so you can choose what you want, but there's one that you can use. It's the name of God is grace. And we need a lot of grace these days. So let's just focus on my eyes. And let's go into meditation. And now meditation for a minute or two. Okay, so meditation. People have been meditating for thousands of years, and there's probably a reason, right? But there are actually many reasons. First, it calms the mind and gives relief to the mind. Because when you're meditating and you're focusing on a mantra, like we said, all your thoughts get focused into one point. It also increases your brain size by 1% a year. It also decreases your stress. It also literally can change the shape of your brain. Literally. And it helps you access the bliss centers in the brain. So those are one level. Which is one of the more common reasons people meditate. Another reason is it helps us tune into the cosmic consciousness, which is another major reason. Now, along with those major reasons, the research has shown that people who meditate only 20 minutes a day for 5 years on a regular basis, their physiology is 15 years younger. So it helps you become younger. That's a good deal. We also find that it activates neural brain factor and brain-derived neural factor, all which make your brain cells grow and stimulate the growth of new brain cells, which are called neurons. So it literally regrows your brain. So the effect of meditation makes you healthier. Physiologically, you know, if you've been doing it consistently for 5 years, 15 years younger. And it also brings peace in the world. More people meditate and share that meditation, the calmer the world gets. We show this with the World Peace Meditation, but really back in 1984, we were doing a peace meditation on each equinox and solstice. And we found, different than other equinox and solstices, when people meditate in a group, we actually drop the number of sunspots. And when there's less sunspots, there's less agitation. So our meditating is even affecting the whole solar system, if not more than that. That's a pretty good deal. We also found that when we meditate, it has a positive effect on those around us. And that's the foundation of the World Peace Meditation, is that when enough people meditate together at the same time, it creates a stronger frequency that can actually help people. They found that they compared two 11 cities where people were meditating, where 1% of the population was meditating, and 11 cities where they weren't. And they found that in the 11 cities where people were meditating regularly, there's a 16% decrease in the crime rate, of violent crime rate. That's a small crime rate. In other words, the meditators were affecting the people around them. Now, along with that, we have other research that shows, like in Rhode Island, where 350 meditators came in, meditated for 3 months, the crime rate dropped 43%. People thought, well, that's a fluke. And they came back the next summer, and the crime rate dropped 49%. This is something that meditators have done all over the world. So we know it works, and it isn't really a new idea. In the Bible, it talks about 5 will chase away 100, and 100 will chase away 10,000. So there's a group presence that amplifies it. So that's also very interesting. So it's a way of achieving world peace or facilitating world peace. When you're meditating, you can move into, without getting too fancy, into a state beyond your sense consciousness. And so you can have, as I have had, 2 abdominal operations without anesthetic. Because when you meditate to a certain place, you're beyond your body senses. It's called pratyahara. And so all these things are tremendous benefits of meditating. You know, you get younger, you get healthier, you get stronger, your brain grows in its size, you literally grow new neurons in the brain. You're secreting neural hormones and brain-derived neurotrophic factors. And you're affecting the environment around you. Just all positive and positive. So I invite you all, and we just did an explanation of meditation, to join us as we do this. And actually, on Sunday nights at 6:15, we also have, 6:30 is when we start, but we talk at 6:15. We also have a world peace meditation. And this time more than ever before, this time most recently, the world needs people meditating for peace. So we hope that you come and join us for that as well. So that's the World Peace Meditation. So there's lots of ways we can apply it for personal health as well as planetary health and well-being. So I invite you all to join the you know, to start meditating and upgrade yourself as well as the planet. Okay, Richard, what do you have to add here?
I think you're talking about an incredibly important issue, Gabriel. And, you know, I'm coming from kind of a unusual place because there's some memory, not only on my part, but many other people of where we came from and what our normal state really is. And we're far from it right now. We need to get back to it. And, you know, there are things happening in the world in 3D life that make it a very difficult, painful experience that should not be. And people have made excuses for it and say, oh, there's all this great spiritual benefit from suffering. I disagree. And I guess that makes me a dissenter. I don't think there's any spiritual value in torture at all. And I see that happening all over the world. And why? I think it's because we're disconnected from our actual selves, which is what meditation tries to correct. And we need to take it farther, because there's a point we can get back to where degeneration and aging and limitations are not happening like they are now. And when the individual changes, the world can change. So these issues that make life unpleasant now, which is degeneration, aging, and falling apart in various ways on the individual level, and conflict on the global level, those can be solved and healed by returning to the consciousness that we already have within us that we've forgotten, and bring that into the world. And it seems like that's our main job. So, yes, meditating has benefits when you do it at any level. But I think we should raise our sights and remember the complete level that we need to get back to, and not assume that it's impossible. Someone has to start. And I think that's the invitation for anybody that's up to the challenge.
Sounds good. It's definitely possible. We know that in India, they introduced Buddhism, and at least about 100 years of it, they had like 100 years of peace. When the king, what's his name, Ashvataka, can't think of his name now, introduced meditation and Buddhism, they had, well, really 70 years of peace.
It seems to me that there's a missing link somewhere when all, you know, I've been involved in the natural health field for about 60 years, and all these great systems with the raw food and everything else, and the exercise and the grounding and meditation and things that have healed people from so many diseases, eventually they all fall apart. And most of these people that have succeeded in health restoration still experience degeneration. Many of them go through hell and are kind of out of the spotlight during that period, because they feel like it would end up with a negative impression, which it would. But I think the missing link is when that complete meditation link is restored and we're back in the consciousness that we lost, I don't think there would be any physical aging or degeneration. But at this point, it's just strong intuition and theory. Somebody has to actually do it, and that in the environment of stress and conflict, that's a big challenge, but not impossible.
I think it was King Ashoka in India who introduced Buddhist meditation, and about 350 BC. And again, they had at least 70 years of peace because he had everyone meditating. And so they had true peace.
That would be incredible.
The whole society was meditating. It was King Ashoka. So it's already been done.
You know, that creates a different level of what people call morality and ethics. Because even if people have all kinds of different beliefs, if they're all connecting to the same spirit inside, there's harmony that follows automatically.
Yeah, well, see, you're not really even talking morality. You're talking a sense of oneness. And from that oneness, you create kind of right action.
Right, but what else is morality than that? I mean, that's more morality than 1,000 pages of rules could ever give.
Well, yeah, but I'm not trying to, you know, be picky, but morality is kind of a code usually, and what we're talking about is a conscious way of life, which is actually higher than morality. Morality is what you need if you don't have a conscious way of life where you feel your oneness. That's my point.
So it's semantics, as I'm talking.
Yeah, we are talking the same thing, but one is not with any rules. One is in the oneness, you act in harmony.
Exactly, and that's when these people who say they're anarchists and why should we have government, that's when you would see the application of no government.
Right.
You try to have anarchy before that, it doesn't work.
Well, yeah, anarchy. Right. So this is good. And we're happy to take any questions if people have any as we're talking about this, but this is kind of the essence of the thing. Go ahead.
We want to get to the point where we don't need rules.
Right. That becomes spontaneous because when we're all aligned in oneness.
Yeah. You know, really that's the point we have to get to, because no matter how wonderful the rules are, what happens if you're on the level of rules, there are groups that have conflicting rules and they start fighting with each other.
Right. Exactly. So that's exactly the point.
Kind of what's happening in the world.
Well, I don't know if people actually, what's happening in the world, are actually seeing it as morality. They're seeing it as doing what they want to do and creating explanations to justify it.
That's what they call morality. I mean, the global rulers think that morality is killing most of the people so we don't have too many in the population.
Right, right. So it's interesting. It's interesting.
And they say that morality now is dimming the sun so we don't have too much global warming.
Say it again, please.
Bill Gates and others are proposing dimming the sun as the ultimate morality so we don't have too much global warming.
Well, since we're not actually having global warming at this point, you know, it's kind of neutral, and that there's more than 5,000 years of cycles of global warming and cooling, Bill Gates knows better than that. And his idea is to destroy the planet for whatever he gets out of it. But what I'm saying is global warming and cooling happens in cycles. In the 1970s, they thought we were in such global cooling that we were going to go into an ice age. And global warming, which is increase in temperature, ended in 1998 in terms of temperature gauges. And there's been about a 1 degree shift since that time. Slightly warmer, but that's quite a few years ago. So there's pretty good evidence that we really, you know, there isn't a major shift in global warming and cooling at this point. So all that stuff is their way of controlling the planet.
Yeah, the whole justification for giving the son is based on nonsense.
No, it's based on wanting to destroy humanity. It's a big difference.
Yeah, it's poisoning. And, you know, one of the positive signs right now is this is being mentioned and discussed at the highest levels of U.S. government. Robert Kennedy is saying that they're going to stop these activities.
Yes. He sees through it all. You know, it's just nice to have people in government who actually see through all the nonsense.
And are willing to say it publicly. It's a big deal.
Yeah. And when I say see through it all, people see through it before, but they weren't willing to stand up and take the risk of opposing it and creating a new world, a new consciousness.
It takes a lot of courage.
Yeah. So it's good. Okay, if there are, go ahead.
It's going to be interesting to see what gets proposed to stop it.
Yeah. Well, Bill Gates has talked about some other things before, but nothing is going to stop it because it has to do with our rotation around the sun, which is more elliptical. So you have warming and cooling as part of the cycles that are going on for thousands of years.
Right, but I'm saying it's going to be interesting to see what's proposed to stop the spraying.
Right. It will be dark. So, does anyone have any questions that come to you?
I think that people are going to be hearing this after the fact, Gabriel, most of them.
Well, but some people are. Just give me the option. I know there are bad. If there aren't, that's fine. And I want to propose an idea that actually people can ask questions of a prior program. You know, so that they can ask questions what happened last week, but they had a chance to listen to it. So that's just an idea.
It's a good idea.
What do you think about that?
I think it would be great to have some kind of a two-way discussion. You know,
yeah. Okay, good.
Talking about whatever people feel is important.
Right. Okay. Good. Anything else that you want to say?
Just that I want, you know, in order to make this human existence a positive experience, I want to see us reach levels of consciousness that we haven't seen before. I think it's absolutely required. Because what people are going through now should not be. There's a better option.
Okay. You know, to me, my human experience is very positive, but it doesn't depend on what's happening outside of me. It's the internal experience of the oneness is what makes it positive.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
And that has to be demonstrated all through life so that it's not like most of the health teachers experience, great for a while, followed by a terrible period before the end. That should not happen.
Yeah.
And there's something on the screen, Gabriel. You want to read it?
Well, I listened to Trump give a talk at the University of Alabama, and he talked about positive thinking and that positive thinking had a positive effect on the graduating class. It made me happy. So positive thinking is part of that, how we affect the environment. Thank you. Never Morning Star.
So, yeah, thank you, Morning Star. Yeah. I think that would make the program that we're doing to a higher level of value if we can start including people in a discussion and have you guys be helping to do the show.
Yeah. That'd be great. So, you know, it was, Trump is raising consciousness at the level he works at, which is very exciting. You have very few presidents doing that.
Yeah, I agree. And the fact that he's being more open and having cabinet meetings in public, things like that. That's how it should be.
Very cool. Okay. Anything else you want to say, Richard?
I just want to see the positive things, like Morningstar mentioned, increase to the maximum extent possible and spread everywhere. And there's a lot more that can be done. I mean, Trump is talking like a president that is not partisan, which is wonderful. I don't think there's any benefit in partisan fighting involved. Should be benefit of humanity should be the main focus of all the people involved.
Right.
And I think that's being demonstrated.
Okay, good. Well, I just want to bless everybody that our hearts and minds open to the power of meditation in their life, not only for transforming yourself, but for transforming the whole environment. So when I say peace be with you, it's peace physically, emotionally, mentally, you know, spiritually, at all levels. So peace be with you, and blessings, and thank you for attending our show. And thank you, Doug, and thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Gabriel. I'm glad you were able to come today. And I want to encourage everybody to look deeply into what Dr. Cousins is talking about. Take it to the maximum level in your own life possible. And maybe next week we'll get into the idea that the outer reality that we consider to be solid matter is actually an image. And that's why meditation affects not only the internal consciousness, but everything on the outside.
Nice.
The potential is unlimited.
Nice. Very good.
Anyway, thanks for being here, everybody. Honor you. Very appreciative of all you're doing. Look forward to seeing you next time. Have a good week and use your time well.
Aho.